Hey, God is faithful, isn't he?
Amen.
Man, he is here right now. He wants to do something great. Last night was so powerful. I mean, God was at work. God is moving. God was changing lives. And so he's going to do that today. How many of you guys are dry? Yeah, okay, one of you. Okay, that's great. You're here. And you're at Atascocita, all you guys. And we're so proud of you that you're here. You know, you just kind of paddled in. You're here. That's great. And you guys online, connecting online, you know, we're so grateful that you are right where you are, connected with us, and we're all here to meet God today. Now, it's really important we pray for all those in our church and in our area that are experiencing the floods, and, you know, homes have been flooded, and people have lost so many things that are so precious to them, memories, you know, all those things. And so I'm so glad we have a disaster relief team. We've activated our disaster relief team. And this Monday through Friday, we've already been assessing and getting calls from people. But this Monday through Friday, our teams are going to be going out, doing mud outs in homes and cleaning out homes, and also feeding and preparing meals and doing everything that needs to be done in this stage to really let people know that we're here, we care, and we're not going to leave them. And so, if you want to volunteer, we put up here a way to get in touch with us. You can go to the website, too, and sign up to help us out in our disaster relief ministry. So why don't we pray right now for all the flood victims and just pray for God's comfort, strength, healing, provision. Lord, we thank you for your love for us, and we know that so many are going through a tough time right now. And we just pray you'd let them know you're right there with them. We also pray, Lord, that you would just use us as a church to be the church. I'm so thankful for all the ministries and missions of Woodlands Church. And when disaster hits, Lord, that crisis time is your time because you're right there in the middle of it. And so do all that you want to bring provision and comfort and blessing and strength and peace in the lives of those who've experienced such loss during the flood. We thank you, Lord, that you are here right now, and you never leave us. You're always faithful. You see us through every situation that we go through, the floods, the storms, the highs, the lows, when we're afraid, when we're having fun, when life is exhilarating, when life is hard. We thank you that you are always with us, and you're always faithful. I pray today that you'd speak to our hearts in such a way that we'll never be the same again. I pray today, Lord, that you would help us look up and see the new thing that you're getting ready to do in our lives. For it's in Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can be seated. Have you ever had the feeling that you were made for more? That you were made for more than what you're doing right now? And maybe things are okay in your life, but you're just kind of going through the motions every day in this place of okay. But something keeps gnawing at you because you inherently know that you were made for more than just making it through another day. Have you ever had that soul aching feeling that you were made for more? If you feel that way today, that you were made for more, I want to tell you the reason is because you were. You were made for more. I believe you're feeling that way because God is getting ready to do something new and more in your life. It may be a new season of effectiveness and fulfillment in your life. It may be a new level of God's blessing so you can be a greater blessing to others. It may be a new level of significance, a new sense of purpose as you step into a new call of God in your life. It may be a new job. Could be with less money because you realize you were made for more than just money. Passion outlasts profits. Or it may be a new promotion that requires more of your gifts and passion. Or maybe it's a new ministry or a new involvement in the church that opens up a whole new world of meaning in your life because you finally realize the gifts and abilities that you use in the workplace you can use to build the kingdom of God through the church. And a new thing that God wants to do in your life always and most importantly involves more of God in your life. A deeper and more real relationship with your Creator. If you have the soul-disturbing feeling that you were made for more, I believe God is getting ready to do something new and fresh and powerful in your life. God is getting ready to do a new thing. The question is, are you ready for the new thing? Because if you're not ready, you won't recognize it. If you don't see the new thing, you won't seize the new thing. That's why the title of the message today is, Get Ready for the New Thing. Get ready for the new thing. Now, I want you to tell your neighbor, get ready for the new thing. Tell them right now, get ready for the new thing, and get really in their face, okay? Get ready for the new thing. Are you ready? No, you're not. I haven't told you how. So, no, you, I know a lot of you are. You're ready for the new thing in your life. I want us to look at Isaiah chapter 43, because here we see God speaking to the Israelites, and he's telling them, I want you to experience so much more than you're experiencing right now. I've got a new thing for you that's coming. I'm gonna take you to this place of more. You see, the Israelites were God's chosen people. He had led them to the promised land. They were to be a light of God's love that would shine to the whole world, but they had turned away from God and their true calling. And so God allowed the Babylonians to come in to destroy Jerusalem, to ransack the temple, and then to take most of the Israelites back to Babylon into captivity. So here they are in captivity for 70 years. Historians call it the Babylonian exile. Lasted for 70 years. But God comes to them, and he speaks to the Israelites while they're in exile through the prophet Isaiah. And he tells them, I'm getting ready to do something new, so you better get ready. You were made for more than this, and I'm getting ready to do something new, powerful and fresh in your life, but you're not ready for it yet. And he tells them the same thing that he tells us today. So would you stand in honor of God's word, Isaiah 43, beginning with verse 16? This is what the Lord says, he who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. You can be seated. Focus on that phrase where God says, I am doing a new thing. I am doing a new thing. I'm gonna do so much more than you're expecting. Now he's speaking to a people who are in exile, who've been doing the same old stuff every day for years. And he's telling them, I'm getting ready to do a new thing to a people who are so far from the land they were made for and the plan they were made for. They'd been in exile for so long that they had just kind of put the promised land out of their minds. And God says, I'm bringing you back to the promised land. I've got something new I'm about to do in your life. But he's talking to a people who are so used to doing the same stuff each and every day. They've been doing this for years. So they put the promised land out of their minds. They were just trying to survive another day. The generation that had been born in exile had never even seen the promised land. So God has to come to them to wake them up, to shake them up so they can get ready for the new thing that he's about to do. I believe even though they were just doing the same stuff every day and they didn't see how their situation could ever change, I believe that God put in their soul an aching for something more, because that's what God does whenever he's getting ready to do something new in your life. He starts putting an aching in your soul that you were made for more than what you're experiencing and how you're living right now. Now, I'm not talking about the more that our culture tells us that we need. Our culture lies to us and says, you need more money. You need more success. You need more notoriety. You need more fame. You need more followers. You need more likes. You need more views. You need more. Nothing wrong with those things. But if you think those things are going to give you more, you'll end up with less. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the more you were made for. More fulfillment, more joy, more peace, more purpose, more significance, more blessings, more of God in your life. That's the more you were made for. But God here has a big job in front of him because he has to wake the Israelites up so they can stop looking down and look up to see the new thing that he has for them. The problem with the Israelites was they'd become comfortable in the land of okay. They'd become okay with okay. And for you see, the Babylonians, whenever they would conquer a nation and bring people back into exile in Babylon, they would treat them okay. And that kind of kept the peace. Now they were treated like second-class citizens, but it wasn't awful. It was okay. I mean, they got to live in an Israelite community. Most of them just lived normal lives. It was okay. It was a land of okay, and most of the Israelites had become okay with okay. They'd become comfortable in the land of okay. But God says to them, I'm getting ready to do something new. I'm going to bring you out of the land of okay and give you more. I'm getting ready to do something new in your life. I'm about to do something new and miraculous. I'm going to return you to the promised land. You're going to defeat the Babylonians, and I'm going to rebuild the temple. I'm getting ready to do something new and miraculous in your life. I'm going to take you out of the land of okay. And so God had to share this with them to get them ready for the new thing, so that have the faith to move out of the land of okay. And some of you become comfortable in the land of okay. You become okay with okay. But yet you still have this aching in your soul. You know you were made for more. Maybe you can't see how the situation could ever change in your life. You just kind of settled, trying to survive day to day. You just settled and you just put out the promised land from your mind, because even though you know you were made for more, it's an ache in your soul. You just can't see how the situation could ever change. And I want to say to you today, God is getting ready to do something new, powerful, and fresh in your life. And he wants you to be ready for the new thing he's about to do. I want us to look at Isaiah 43, 18. Because I want you to see the new thing and I want you to seize it. If you don't believe God is getting ready to do a new thing, if you don't look up, then you won't recognize it. In Isaiah 43, 18, God says, forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. I like the way the Message paraphrase puts it. God tells the Israelites, you've been looking back at the way it's been. I want you to look forward at the way it's going to be. Stop looking back at the way it's been. Well, it's always been this way. This is the way it is. It'll never change. It's always been this way. God says, I want you to look forward to see the way it's going to be, because everything's about to change. And some of you have been looking back at the way it's always been. Who cares about the way it's always been? When God is ready to do something new, you need to look forward to see what it's going to be. You look forward, you'll begin to see it with God's power and God's vision. But if you look down, you won't see it, because it'll seem like your situation can never change, because all you've experienced is the way it's been. But God's more concerned with the way it's going to be, because he wants you to believe it so you can see it. Well, God reminds them of the greatest miracle from their past, the parting of the Red Sea. When God parted the Red Sea, the Israelites walked across to safety on dry ground. And God reminds them of this great miracle from their past because he wants to show them that they're right at the perfect place for God to do something new in their life. It's the place that God always leads us to before he does something new and powerful in our lives. And so first, I want you to see that whenever God's getting ready to do something new in your life, God leads you to a no-way situation so he can make a new way. God always leads us to a no-way situation so he can make a new way. In Isaiah 43, 16, this is what the Lord says, the one who made a road through the sea, a pathway through the surging waters. God says, you remember the miracle at the Red Sea, how I made a way where there was no way. You see, the Israelites had been slaves in Egypt for 450 years. Then God leads them out of Egypt. He does a miracle, and Moses leads them out of Egypt to freedom. And then they go into the wilderness and they camp at the Red Sea. And then the Egyptians change their mind, and the whole Egyptian army is sent to go attack them. And so the Israelites are trapped. They have the Red Sea in front of them, the Egyptian army behind them. They're trapped. They're in an impossible situation. But the God of the impossible does the impossible, and he makes a way where there is no way. And he was trying to remind the people in captivity there in Babylon, you remember that miracle? I made a way where there was no way. And God only makes a new way when you're at the place of no way. Did you get that? God only makes a new way when you're at the place of no way. So if you're at a place of no way in your life right now, you're at the perfect place for God to make a new way, because he only makes a new way when you're at the place of no way. And the Israelites felt like they were in the place of no way and Babylon in captivity. Maybe you feel like there's no way your situation will ever change. Maybe you feel like there's no way you'll ever experience a new level of purpose and meaning. Maybe you feel like there's no way that the problem you're facing will ever go away. Maybe you feel like there's no way that the hurt you're experiencing will ever heal. Maybe you feel like there's no way your situation will ever change. You're in this place of no way. I want to tell you today, God only makes a new way when you're at the place of no way. And God is getting ready to make a new way in your life. If you're at the place of no way, he reminded the people in exile, I know you feel like there's no way, but remember the Red Sea, the greatest miracle in your history. I made a way where there's no way. And so you're at the place of no way. That means I'm getting ready to make a new way. And if you're at a place of no way today, God says to you, you look up. You look at what's going to be. You get your head out of this place of looking down at that little negative thing, at that problem, all the little details of problems and pain and things you're going through in your life, looking down at the situation that you're in and looking back at the way it's been. And you look up, you open your eyes, and you ask God to show you when that new thing comes along. And you expect it and you believe it and you will see it, because God is getting ready. I want you to know God is getting ready to do a new thing in your life, and he wants you to be ready for it. And God will intentionally lead you to a no way situation so he can work a new way in your life. In Exodus 14, as we go all the way back to the miracle at the Red Sea, it says, then the Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites to turn back and encamp near Pi Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea. They are to encamp by the sea directly opposite Baal-zephon. Hey, the reason the Israelites came to this place of no way is because God tells them to go there. I think that's amazing. I mean, the reason why they were in this impossible situation is because God says, you go to this place and you camp out. And God knew he was putting them in a no way situation. Why? So he could work a new way. And sometimes God leads you to a dead end so he can bring about deliverance and you experience a whole new level of his power and love in your life. Sometimes God allows you to come to the place of no way so that he can shove you out of the land of okay. Because otherwise you would just get stuck in the land of okay, because you become comfortable in the land of okay. You become okay with okay. And if God didn't make that okay crumble apart so you come to the place of no way, you'd stay stuck and you would never step out into the more that you were made for. And some of you have become comfortable in the land of okay, and now it's not okay anymore. It's crumbled away and you're at the place of no way. Well, you're at the perfect place for God to make a new way. And he's making a new way. Are you ready for the new way that he's making? You see, maybe God allows you to lose a job that you were comfortable with, that was okay, so that you can find the one that matches your calling. Single adults, maybe God allows a relationship that was just okay, but wasn't you bringing any closer to God, to totally disintegrate so you can find the one that you were made for. Or maybe it's because God wants you to learn to depend on him to meet your deepest needs and not another person. Sometimes God allows a business to take a nosedive, a business that was just okay to start falling apart so you can wake up to make the changes that will take you to the next level and it won't just be okay anymore. Sometimes God brings us to the place of no way so that we'll move out of the land of okay. And some of you are there today. It's because God wants more for you than okay. He loves you too much to let you stay in the land of okay. Sometimes God has to break us before he can make us. Sometimes God has to allow us to come to the place of brokenness before he can make us into the person that he wants us to be. Maybe it's an addiction and you think, you know what, I can overcome this. Yeah, it's bad, but I can overcome this. Sometimes God has to allow it to get so much worse, to break you, so that he can make you by you realizing it and you turn to him and you turn to others humbly and he begins to give you victory. He begins to help you break free. God sometimes has to break us before he can make us into the person that we were made to be. But the main reason God leads us to a dead end is so we'll die to ourselves. The main reason God leads us to a no way is so we'll surrender to his way. We'll stop trying to do it our way, figure it out on our own, to do what we think is best, and we'll totally surrender to his way. And we only do that at the place of no way. As long as we think there's a way, we usually try our way. But when we crash and burn and get to the place of no way, that's when we surrender to God so he can make the new way in our lives. You see, the purpose of God doing something new in your life is not so he can take you to a new place, it's so he can make you a new person. I mean, the real purpose for God doing something new in your life is not so he can bring you to a new place, a new level, it's so that he can make you into a new person, a new level of your character, a new level of your relationship with him, to make you more of what you were made to be. And the crazy thing is God uses your losses, your pain, and your failures, and God uses your no way situations to make you into who he wants you to be, to make you into what you're made for. And strangely, sometimes God gives you less to prepare you for more. Sometimes God will take away so that he can give you what you really need, which is so much more. Sometimes God gives you less so that he can give you so much more. Sometimes God allows a setback and it's just a setup to take you to the next level. And you would stay in that land of okay unless he gave you that setback. And then you can see clearly that he wants to take you past okay in every area of your life. Sometimes God gives you less so that he can give you more. A while back, I went to work out at the gym and I noticed in the parking lot there was a bright yellow, brand new Lamborghini. And when I went into the workout center, there were two teenagers talking to each other. And one of them said, "Hey man, is that your new Lambo out there?" And another teenager said, "Yeah, my dad just gave it to me on my 16th birthday." And the other teenager said, "Man, that must be nice." And you know, I thought, that dad must hate his son. That's not nice. It's the worst thing you'd ever do for a 16-year-old. That's made for disaster. I mean, where's the kid gonna go from there? What is this all about? What are we doing here? What is this? You see, God would never do that to one of his kids. Why? Because he wants you to learn to be faithful with what you've got so that he can give you more and it won't destroy you. Sometimes God has to give you less before he can give you more. But he's doing it because he's getting ready to do a new thing. He's getting ready to give you more. He wants you to be prepared for it. He wants you to be faithful with what you have right now. He wants you daily to trust him and take steps of faith, looking for the fact that he's going to give you more, but not neglecting what he's giving you right now. Be faithful with what you've got. Be faithful in what God has called you to. The more is coming. But you have to look for it and be faithful right where you're at. So how do you know God is really getting ready to do something new and powerful in your life? Well, we said first, you'll find yourself in a no-way situation so God can make a new way. If you're in a no-way situation right now, God is getting ready to do something new and powerful and fresh in your life. You can count on it. But then secondly, you know that God is getting ready to do a new thing in your life when you experience a new level of adversity so God can give you a new level of victory. In Isaiah 43:17, It said it was God who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there never to rise again. That's amazing. It says God is the one who drew out the whole Egyptian army to come attack the Israelites. God is the one who incited that anger so they would change their mind. God's the one who drew them out so they could attack his people, the Israelites. Is that crazy? Why in the world would God draw them out, the enemy out, to attack his people? God did it. Why? Because God wanted to destroy their greatest enemy. God drew them out to destroy his people's greatest enemy. You see, so many times when God's getting ready to do something new in our lives, God allows adversity to come hit us more than ever. Adversity increases, problems increase, attacks from the enemy increase. Why is God doing that? Because he's getting ready to give us a new level of victory in our lives that takes us to a new level. The Israelites had been slaves in Egypt for 450 years. I mean, it was terrible. It was awful as slaves in Egypt. But then God sets them free and Moses leads them out in the wilderness. God places them at the Red Sea. He incites the Egyptian army to come after them. I mean, it goes from bad to worse. It was bad in Egypt. Now it's worse because the adversity is even greater. They'd had adversity in Egypt beyond measure, but this adversity was a different level. This was an existential adversity where they were about to be wiped off the face of the earth. This was a new level of adversity, but it was God who set it all up. And God allows a new level of adversity so he can give them a new level of victory. God draws out their greatest enemy so he could destroy them, so the Israelites could finally win the victory and break free from the chains that held them back. Finally, break free from that old problem that had beset them, to break free from the chains that had always held them. That's why God did that. It was a new level of attack from the enemy. Why? Because the enemy knew this was their last chance to stop the Israelites from making it to the promised land. If they got too far away, they couldn't get them. It was the enemy's last stand before God set the Israelites on their way to the promised land. And whenever God is getting ready to do a new thing in your life, you will always face a greater attack from our enemy, Satan. You will experience the attacks of Satan. They will increase. That just means God's getting ready to do something new and powerful in your life, and Satan knows it. And maybe today, if you're experiencing an attack from the enemy, it's just coming at you from all sides, problems coming at you from all sides. Did you ever stop to think, could it be that Satan knows that you're about to experience the greatest victory of your life? And could it be this is his last stand and his last chance to stop you before God gives you that new thing you're about to walk into, and he is shaking in his boots. He's afraid that God has given you the promised land and he's going to stop you beforehand, and it's his last stand and he's about to go under. Could it be? So don't give in. Don't give up. The Bible says stand firm against the enemy and claim Christ's victory because of his blood over the enemy. Christ has already won the victory. So you just step in faith and you don't give up. You stand firm because God is getting ready to give you your greatest victory. It's in our greatest adversity that God gives us our greatest victory. Well, the Israelites went across on dry land and then the Egyptians pursued them. And you know the story. God closes up the Red Sea and he destroys the whole Egyptian army. And could it be that God is leading you to your closest defeat, that ultimate defeat that's coming against you, so he can destroy your greatest problem? Sometimes God allows your problem to get so great and overwhelming, and he draws out that problem. Why? So he can give you a victory over your greatest problem. Is your problem getting worse? Could it be that God is allowing that because he's getting ready to destroy your greatest problem? That problem you'll never see again. You'll have other problems, but that one, gone. You'll get over that struggle. That'll be behind you because God's drawing it out to destroy it. Maybe it's addiction, and you've been trying to break free from it for so long. And finally, it's just gotten so worse that you realize, man, you need God, and you turn to others. And then God, he works a miracle. He brings that adversity out so that he can destroy it forever, and you can break free, and you can leave that behind. And you can stay true to the Lord and have victory over that struggle, going to the Lord and going to others. You see, sometimes God allows the problem to get worse so he can destroy the problem. He tells the Israelites right before he parts the Red Sea, he says, these Egyptians, this enemy that you see today, you will never see again. The enemy, your greatest problem you've had for 450 years, that problem you thought you could never get rid of, and I'm sure when the enemy army was coming at them, they thought, we will never get rid of these guys. You know, we will never overcome this enemy. They're coming to kill us or take us back into slavery. It'll always be this way. It's always been this way. We will never overcome this one. This problem, this enemy is too great. This struggle is too great. But God had another plan. He said, I'm drawing out this struggle. I'm going to increase your adversity because I'm going to give you your greatest victory. You'll tell your children and children's children and children's children's children. And because I'm going to give you the greatest victory in your history to show you that I love you and that I will see you through. I will make a way where there is no way. I'll make a new way when you're in this no way situation so you can always remember. And then he reminds the people when they're in exile in Babylon. Did it then, I'll do it now. I'm the same God. Your greatest adversity is your greatest opportunity to go to a new level. You see, hidden in your greatest problem is your greatest opportunity to go to that new level. And if you look at your greatest problem today, you may see the new thing God is about to do. He told the Israelites, you'll never see these Egyptians again. This is over with today. You're not gonna have this problem ever again. You're through with it. You have broken free. Today, you'll have broken free. Now, you'll have new problems, and you're gonna have a lot of them. As long as you have a pulse, you have problems. You'll have some more problems. You'll have some new problems. You'll have some different problems, but you'll never have that one again. It's over with today. That's been hanging around way too long in your life. I know God's saying that to some of you today. This one that you've been struggling with, this problem that just looms over you, this financial debt, all these things that are coming at you, it's over with. You're going to go on a new path today. It's over with. That pain that you've experienced, that hurt that's been holding you back for years, today, you're going to forgive and you're going to see healing. Not because you're letting someone off the hook that hurts you, but because you don't want that hurt to keep hurting you. And you're going to choose forgiveness. You're going to forgive whether you feel like it or not, and you're going to experience healing, and that one's done. That one's over with. You'll have new problems. You'll have new pressures, but not that one. It's held you back far too long. Today's the day I break that chain in your life. Your greatest adversity is your greatest opportunity for the new level. And maybe, just maybe, hidden in your greatest problem is the new way that God's going to make for you. So don't look at the problem as the problem. Look at the problem as the opportunity for God to destroy that greatest problem and take you to a whole new level. In Isaiah 43:19, God says, see, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and springs in the wasteland. So God says, I'm already making a new way out of your no way. I'm already doing a new thing in your life. The question is, are you ready for the new thing? Are you ready for the new thing? God says, I'm already doing it. You can't see it? He says, don't you see it? Don't you perceive it? I'm already doing the new thing. And someone said, God, I can't see it. And God says, pray to me and ask me to open your spiritual eyes so you can see it. The reason you can't see it, Carrie, is because you've been looking back at the way it's always been. You've been looking down at this situation that's really frustrating you, this problem that you can't seem to get through. You've been looking down and you just, It just engulfs you, but you're not looking at the vision I have for you because you were made for more. You're not made for that, you're made for more. You be faithful in the small things, but you look up, you stop looking back at the way it's been, you look forward to the way it's going to be, you believe it, and then you'll see it. This week, you pray and say, God, show me the new way that you're making. Christ follower, lift up your eyes. Open your spiritual eyes and see that God's already making the new way. Maybe it's underground right now, but he's doing it. Maybe that huge problem that you see that hasn't changed, it's just gotten bigger. He's drawing it out. But you don't see that God's been underground digging a tunnel, setting dynamite right under it, and he's about to blow it up. Sometimes God's working and we can't see that he's working with our physical eyes and it looks like things are getting worse. I'm telling you, that's a sign that God has something new waiting for you. God is doing something. He says, here, I'm already doing something new. And I love how he says, you know, I'm bringing springs to the desert, streams in the desert, springs into the wasteland. So you may feel like you're in a wasteland. You may feel like you're in a desert right now, but here's the amazing thing. God changes where we're at so many times. We think we gotta leave where I'm at to get to that new way, that new place. And God says so many times, if you'll be faithful where you're at and you start looking and you open your eyes, I'm gonna turn your desert into an ocean of blessing. I'm getting ready to change the whole situation. But you can't fix it. It has to be my way, not your way. You're in a no way, so I can do it my way, so you can experience a new way in your life. God's already doing it. The question is, are you ready for the new thing? Turn to your neighbor and say, now are you ready for the new thing? Are you ready for the new thing? Now, nobody said yes. I mean, you know, at first there was, yeah, I'm ready for the new thing. After the message, there was, I don't know anymore. That's not a good message, you know. I thought I was doing pretty good up here. Did you get it? Are you ready for the new thing?
Yeah.
I'm ready for the new thing. You're ready for the new thing. Let's stand together, Woodland Church, and thank God he's already doing the new thing. We just need to see it, step into it. So if you're at a place of no way, you're at the perfect place for God to make a new way. If the adversity has increased in your life, the problem's gotten bigger, the enemy is attacking more than ever, it just means that God is getting ready to make a new way. Let's pray to him. Dear God, we come before you and we just believe, whether we feel it or not, that you are getting ready to do a new thing in our lives. That you want to do something new and more and greater and more powerful than we've ever experienced. That you want to take us to a new level of our character and a new place of blessings in our life. And just like the miracle of you parting the Red Sea and making a way where there's no way, we claim that you're about to make a new way out of our no way. So help us, Lord, surrender to your way. Because I know that so many times I get my head down, focused on an issue that I can't solve and a problem that's just coming at me, that's gnawing at me, that's just getting me down, and I let those problems get me down, and I look down, or I look back at the way it's been, it'll never change, the situation will never change. Lord, help me to open my eyes and look forward to see the greater vision, the more you have for me, and to see that not about the way it's been, it's about the way it's going to be. And Lord, I just pray right now for all those who are in a no way situation right now. Lord, I know it's hard to see anything good can come out of it. But I pray that you would just help them, whether they feel it or not. Help all of us, whether we feel it or not, just claim it, speak it, believe it. And pray, Lord, that you will help us see the new thing so we can seize it. Lord, work miracles this week as we open our eyes to see, as we look for the new thing, Lord, as we look for those open doors. We look, Lord, for you to work miracles, that you would help us see it, so we can step into it. And we thank you that you're the one that does it. So we surrender to your way to do it how you want, when you want, the way you want. But we thank you that you're going to do it. You're already doing the new thing. Bring, Lord, springs of fresh water into the dry hearts of our lives and those places that hurt, bring healing as only you can. And Lord, I pray for those who've never received you, they would just right now in the quietness of this moment, just say, Jesus, Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. And I just accept your free gift of forgiveness in heaven one day. I want you to be the captain of my life from now on. I'm tired of trying to do it my way. I always end up in a no-way situation. So I give up to your way because I know I was made for more. Thank you for saving me. Help me grow in my faith. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray to receive Christ, he's in your life. We want to know about it. If you're online, just raise your hand by clicking. I raise my hand. I've received Christ. We want to help you grow. We want to give you a new believer's Bible. Tell one of our pastors out here. Woodland Church, I believe God's going to work miracles this week. Why? Because we're expecting it. You get kind of what you expect in life. Jesus said, be it done to you according to your faith. And so he's basically saying, you get to choose how much I do in your life by what you're expecting. And so we're expecting God to do miracles in our lives, in our church, in our families, in our relationships, in our finances. We're expecting God to do miracles this week. And here's the thing. You better also expect more adversity. You better also expect that you'll be in some no way situation so God can do the miracle and give you the new way. But you expect miracles this week. You expect miracles. And I'm telling you, when we expect it, somehow God allows our little bit of faith that's imperfect and ordinary to come together with his great power, and he does the miracle. And he makes a way where there is no way. Miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. He sees us through. Let's sing it to him because he's the miracle working God.
Hey, church. Thanks for listening to the Woodlands Church with Carrie Shook podcast. By listening, we hope that you're encouraged wherever you are. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to subscribe to our podcast so that you can get the latest messages each week. For more information on Woodlands Church, check out the description for a link to our website and how to connect with us. We hope you have a great week.